KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies. It's 24 degrees. We look for it to be mostly cloudy today with a chance of fog, freezing, drizzle, or flurries this morning, a high around 30. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. In area news, a business education instructor for the Cam School District was presented Monday with the 2020 Iowa STEM Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math Teacher Award for the Southwest Region, sponsored by Kemen Industries. The award was presented to Shelley Miller at a surprise ceremony at the Cam High School. She's one of only six teachers across the state to receive the award this year. And as part of the award, Shelley Miller received $1,500 to use in her classroom and $1,500 for personal use for a total of $3,000. Deb Frazee, Southwest Iowa Regional STEM Manager, presented Mrs. Miller with a tiara as part of the big surprise.
STEM people are special breed of cat, and we are really blessed to be here today to honor you as the 2020 Kemen teacher for the Southwest region. And so, because I've known you for a while, I know your family, I decided that we could have all the theme. The theme today is going to be Shelley Day.
Oh my gosh, this does not look good on me.
Oh yeah, it does.
In 2014, the Iowa STEM Advisory Council, established in 2011 by executive order, created Iowa STEM Teacher Award in partnership with the Kemen Industries. Kemen's Stacy Yule.
6 years ago, we surveyed 100 of our scientists at Kemen to ask what led them to a career in science, and we found that the vast majority were inspired by a teacher. So that's why we're honoring STEM educators is so important to us. These teachers are preparing students for life after graduation and developing leaders and innovators of tomorrow.
Nominations for the six regional awards come from a variety of sources.
Each of the applicants was nominated by a student, parent, community member, fellow teacher, or school administrator. Each nominee then completed an application, which was reviewed by a panel of judges. Since the award began 6 years ago, we've had more than 700 nominations for deserving teachers from all corners of the state. And we're very excited to be here today honoring a Cam High School teacher.
The award celebrates STEM teachers who are innovative in their methods, outstanding in their passion for education, worldly in how they teach their students, STEM is all around them, and academic in engaging students in both the in and out of the classroom. Mrs. Miller said her students deserve special recognition too.
These kids, they're the ones that get all the credit because I don't know how to do everything. And Joni keeps telling me, it's okay, Mrs. Miller. But these guys are so bright and so willing to, okay, Mrs. Miller, what now? Why do I have to do this? And they always do it. So thank you. My students.
She has 30 students in her technology program, which began last year with half that number. The program size more than doubled, requiring a classroom that was doubled.
We've doubled our projects. We have a wonderful business relationship with KJN doing the live streaming, and you guys have been more than hospitable for that. We're doing poster printer pictures. We have a drone that we're taking aerial drone pictures. We're going to be marketing a new product to the community for that. Oh my gosh, there's so many things. We do digital announcements. We have been approached by the Cass County Health System to create a Relay for Life video that we're going to be interviewing caregivers and survivors, and that's going to be airing on the night of the Relay for Life. We're doing a couple of projects called Why Our Town, a marketing tool for the City of Atlantic, City of Oneida. The list goes on and on.
She said also they just received an additional $10,000 grant that will be used to upgrade the drone program, purchasing more computers and video editing software, and much more. Miller has been teaching for the past 10 years. She said her students are thriving in the program. Each of the six regional award winners will be honored in a special ceremony with Governor Kim Reynolds held during STEM Day at the state capitol in Des Moines on February 19th. Mrs. Miller told KJAN News the award and ceremony took her by pleasant surprise. She said she feels completely humbled by the honor and that a lot of other people would have been very deserving as well. The Cam School Board has announced that they would like to invite the community to discuss the current facilities and to begin gathering community input for future improvements. There are three meetings scheduled for February 9th, 10th, and 11th to share information with the community of the process that the board has started to study with Boyd Jones and Ali Pointer Macchietto. The Sunday, February 9th meeting will be held in Cumberland at the Cumberland Community Building beginning at 1 p.m. A light lunch will be served prior to the meeting. The Monday, February 10th meeting will be held in Oneida at the High School Commons at 5 p.m. And the Tuesday, February 11th meeting will be held in Messina at the Middle School Commons starting at 5 p.m. The CAM School Board would like to encourage everyone to attend one of the three informational meetings. All three meetings will share the same information. Officials say as the district moves through the process, input from the community is vital for the district to make sound decisions for students' future education. The improvements to the facilities will play a big part in the educational process. Members of the Atlantic School District's Board of Education will meet 5:30 p.m. Wednesday in the middle school conference room. During their work session, the board will discuss a district protocol for transportation incidents. The discussion falls on the heels last week of an incident whereby a school bus slid into a ditch southwest of Atlantic as the vehicle was backing out of a rural driveway. There were no injuries reported. In other matters, the board will discuss a needs assessment, culture and climate district survey, and a 2019-20 amended budget. A public hearing on the 2019-2020 amended certified budget is set to take place February 12th at 6 p.m., followed by the regular board meeting. Immediately following tomorrow night's work session, the school board will enter into a closed session for strategy negotiations with regard to collective bargaining. The Creston Police Department reports two arrests took place Monday, and a vehicle was reported stolen. Authorities say 48-year-old Michael Williams of Creston was arrested Monday afternoon at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a Union County warrant for violation of a protection order. Williams was being held in the Law Enforcement Center while awaiting a bond hearing. And Monday night, 32-year-old Dustin Hart of Arcadia, Wisconsin, was arrested in Creston for public intoxication. His bond was set at $300. Monday morning, a Creston man reported to police that sometime between 7 p.m. Sunday and 10:15 a.m. Monday, someone stole his white 1999 Chevy Tahoe with Iowa blackout plates, ITB 400. The vehicle, which was parked in the 1,000 block of North Division Street, was valued at $6,500. And the Mills County Sheriff's Office reports two arrests took place on Saturday. Authorities say at around 3:04 a.m., 31-year-old Justin Meals of Decatur, Georgia, was arrested for OWI first offense following a traffic stop. His bond was set at $1,000. And a little after 4 p.m. Saturday, 24-year-old Russell Logan Barger of Council Bluffs was arrested following a traffic stop in Mills County. Barger was charged with driving while barred and speeding. His bond was set at $2,000. The news was brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.